And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, the Time Machine visits 1986. This was a tragic year for the United States space program. The Space Shuttle Challenger explodes shortly after takeoff, watched by people live on TV around the world. The worst ever nuclear disaster occurs at the Chernobyl nuclear power station. Explodes, causing the release of radioactive material across much of Europe. On a positive note, the Internet Mail Access Protocol is defined, which opens the way for email. The cost of living is pretty positive in 1986, with inflation under 2%. A new home costing around $89,000, or rent a house for $385 a month. A pound of bacon is $1.75, and oh yes, gasoline, I know it hurts, was 89 cents a gallon. In popular culture, top films included Top Gun, Crocodile Dundee, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, The Money Pit, and Aliens. Popular TV shows, Magnum P.I., Dynasty, Hill Street Blues, Cheers, and A-Team. On the radio, people were listening to Billy Joel, Lionel Richie, Whitney Houston, and Simply Red. Two popular artists from 1986 in a moment. In local history, from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Burger King gets okay from Coastal Commission. The state panel approved the request last week for a Burger King restaurant and retail center at the intersection of Highway 1 and Highway 92. And wolves howl at 3 a.m., church bells ring as the quake rocks the coastside. The earthquake, which registered between 5.3 and 5.6 on the Richter scale, was apparently centered in the Fremont-Livermore area. Besides a few rattled nerves, no major damage was reported. Half Moon Bay Review newspaper is purchased by Wick Communications. The sale of the Half Moon Bay Review was announced by Ed Bauer, editor and publisher. Ed and Marjorie Bauer have owned the paper for 26 years. The Review has been in existence 1898. The new owner, Wick Communications, is a group of 19 newspapers in 13 states and has two radio stations as well. In 1986, I was just 1 year older than my daughter is now. There's a wake-up call about the passage of time. I'm starting to understand why my folks always tracked events by how old we kids were. I find myself doing that very same thing, and now my folks use the grandkids as markers for events. Well, in 1986, there were no little ones yet in our family, so we were still tracking by our own ages. I was running Big Ice Cream Parlor, just farther north on Highway 1, now the home of BK Motors. Many folks who come to Cameron's Inn today remember going back there in the 80s. New parents come in to get their child's first ice cream cone, having had their first cone at Big Eyes. I remember being a big fan of the TV show Cheers and loved the theme song, where everybody knows your name. Perhaps that concept planted the seed for our version of Cheers here on the coast. We have such a great extended family of regulars now, and everybody does know their name. A little cheer goes up when some folks arrive. The nice part is watching these families' regulars extend warm welcomes to those passing through town. Nothing cliquish about our gang. With the campground next door, we have a new neighborhood with temporary residents who are accepted and made to feel part of the gang. Thanks to our faithful customers who drop by daily for showing small town hospitality to folks on the road. That's what Cameron's Inn is all about. Oh yeah, plus the great food and drink. We hope you will stop by your neighborhood Cheers here at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. It was the theme from the movie The Karate Kid and brought him to stardom with his first hit. 14 weeks on the Adult Contemporary Top 40 chart, 5 weeks at number 1. Here's Peter Cetera and Glory of Love.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you cry.
Our next artist is a woman who had more gold and platinum records than most of her peers. And yet, we still don't know why she left us so soon. In March of 1986, she had yet another gold record, staying number one for 5 weeks. Here's Whitney Houston and The Greatest Love of All.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. I'm
Thank you for joining us for this week's AM 1710 Time Machine. Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.